for Angela?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. I'm gonna mute.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Excuse me.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anabakoa. Gedula chimincha tati serura alfet gimel yutat sadi kabel rinat amcha sagbenu taharenu no Kufreshayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkashin. Barhen Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tami Gamlen Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tuha Nael Adata Ketkupet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geah Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amed Pei Zayin Ku. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudha.
Malka.
We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Hesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseah on wafesha, v'chata'ah v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashah Yitro, it is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yud He Bevav He V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Kaneinam Dekudsha Urihu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Yishok V'yovata Tikshot Belayt lach mila bi alma, divaye bar nash, Vidafialeya Mineya Ulanhaga Veya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Vikshotinun Wikola Isarif Vialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo Amelech liroto vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Utlabev Ve'ene Shete Levivot Ve'ereb Miyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, la donai yo he wahe, wayata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777 is the energy of the goat and the energy of the wake-up call. There are also two verses in this that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The next verse, the second verse that connects to the energy of this year, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year of the pause, the year 5776, also has two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lahavshit et kol haolot vayahaskum achechem halevim ad kelo tam lacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lala he, wa wa wa, yo la yo, ala me, hey hey hey, ata a, re ka ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihuva Adonai Yohewahe Adeyad Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 as the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe bimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachadoiyam asher yitchabe sham wishatem elai el nachon vehalakti itchen vichayayim yeshno varetz vichipasti o tov bekol alfei Yehuda. In the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo. The energy of the year 5774, peace in the Middle East, only has one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamili Israel untati wishakan takal dilo yergaz od dilo yosifu bene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this utilizing the tool of saying the name out loud, the letter out loud, with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hezayo ala da la awa he hea. Yozala me behe he reyo he kome. La awa kalayo la wawa pehela. Milaha yo 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 me la he 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 te wa. Yuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Reo yo awa me lakabe washire yo he wa he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashila me yo he. Wahe wa danu yo he se shi ame me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo zla he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa. Rea he yo ve me, he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, we utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Be be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo tsa la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa me pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he ke he wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he, he ka ha, yo wa wa la, yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, be la he, pe a yo. Nu ko me. Yo re la, he be he, me za re. Wa he be, yo a he, a la wa, me za yo. Ta he be, me ka ko, a la a, he ke wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, one of the most important Tzaddikim, Joseph HaTzadik, this is his Hilula. Normally, many times we've had all-night studies, but since we've been starting to study on Monday nights tonight the writings of the Ari, I felt that was had more benefit. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, Rabbi Elazar Abachatzeria, a relative of the Baba Sali, in the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. It's a landing page for the writings of the Ari. When that opens up, scroll down to the section of the Parashiyot, and we are reading for Parasha Matot. And then first link is to a title of the writing called Vows and Oaths. Kabbalah describes the mystical source of the concept of vows. This portion of the Torah opens with the descriptions of the methods by which certain types of oaths and vows may be annulled. Know that even though it is stated in the Zohar that oaths occur in the Nukva of Zerantin and vows in the supernal Ima, Bina, in principle, both occur in the Nukva of Zerantin. This is alluded to by the verse, her husband will confirm it, and her husband will annul it, whether it be a vow or an oath. Her husband refers to Zerantin, so the subject must be the Nukva of Zerantin. As we have mentioned previously, the feminine aspect of the psyche is the drive within us to actualize God's purpose in creation, making reality into his home. However, we have also mentioned that this drive must be coupled with an equal drive to escape the mundane reality of this world in favor of the abstract reality of spirituality. This is the male drive within us. The coupling is necessary because left to itself, the drive to make separate reality into God's home would have us penetrate further and further into the darkness of the materiality, endangering us to becoming sucked into it as the memory of divine experience fades. That is a very powerful paragraph for people to remember. It behooves us all to set boundaries for ourselves. Therefore, as the sages say, vows ensure asceticism, meaning that it behooves us all to set boundaries for ourselves as we prepare to venture into the world of materiality in order to conquer it for God's purposes. Thus, the Arizal explains this constructive force of vows and oaths with reference to their statutory salutary effect on the nukva, the feminine archetype. The technical difference between a vow and an oath is that a vow is a promise a person makes with regard to a specific object, while an oath is a promise he makes with regard to his own behavior. The mystical explanation of vows and oaths is as follows. Vapor issues from the mouth of Zerantin and becomes light that encompasses the seven lower sub-sephirot of his nukva. These are the seven vanities mentioned in the opening of the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm pleased recognize that the word vapor is a surrounding light. That's the meaning of encompasses. The Hebrew word for vapor, which is hevel, also means vanity, something of no substance. The book of Ecclesiastes opens, "Vanity of vanities," says Kohelet. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." The word vanity occurs in the singular three times in this verse, and twice in the plural, as the word vanities. If we take each plural to mean two, the minimum number of plural, then we have seven vanities. Here, though, the word is taken in its primary meaning of vapor. They issue from the mouth of Zerampin. This is the mystical significance of a true oath. It is a positive mitzvah to make a true oath in the name of Hashem when the Torah requires it, as it is written, and you will swear by his name. The seven vapors of her enveloping light issue from the mouth of Zerampin. The Hebrew word for oath, shavua, is related to the word for seven, sheva, and can be interpreted as the passive form of that word. For example, as if it meant seventh, and to take an oath means to seventh oneself. Mystically, this refers to enveloping the seven lower sephirot of the nukva with the vapor from the mouth of Zerampin. The seven vapors of her enveloping light issue from the mouth of Zerampin, which is referred to as truth. Thus, someone who makes a true oath elicits light vapor from the mouth of Zerampin, which manifests as that envelopes her body. It manifests as seven vapors that envelope the seven lower sub-sephirot of the nukva as a light that envelopes her body. Her stature is from the chest of Zerantin downward, as is known. And therefore, the light that issues from his mouth can envelope her completely as it descends. In her immature stage, the nukva is only as tall as the Midot of Zeranpin. She expresses only what he feels. Thus, oaths occur in the Nukva of Zeranpin, but issued to her from her husband, Zeranpin. Therefore, scripture states her husband will confirm it, and her husband will annul it. Such an oath is also termed a true oath. Because it is an enveloping light. And as is known, all surrounding lights are derived from the name Echieh. And the numerical value of the name Echieh squared is the numerical value of the word for truth, emet, as is known. Echieh is spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey and has a gematria of 21. 21 squared, meaning 21 times 21, is 441. Emet is spelled Aleph Mem Tav, 1 plus 40 plus 400, or 441. What is written in the Zohar about the verse, and now let the power of my Lord be magnified, is also known. Namely, that Malchut is referred to as the power of my Lord, the power of the name Adonai, which means my Lord. This is because Malchut is also known as Bet Sheva or Bat Sheva, the daughter of seven. And in each of her seven lower sub-Sephirot, is manifest a name Chavaya, or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Seven names Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh comprises 28 letters. Thus, all seven collectively are termed the power of Hashem. And that is why she is called Bat-Sheva. Understand this well. The forehead of Arichantin is seen as one of the places from which the goodwill of Arich shines downward into the lower Sefer Partzufim. Malchut the Nukva is associated with the name Adonai for kingship and sovereignty. The translation of Malchut is allied in a meaning with lordship. The numerical value of the word for power, Koach, spelled Kaf, Chet is 28. The 28 letters in the seven names of Hashem, each possessing four letters, thus alludes to the power of this name. The verse refers to the power of Adonai, not the power of Hashem. But since the name Hashem is pronounced everywhere outside the Holy Temple, as if it were the name Adonai, the substitution is legitimate. Bat Sheva in Hebrew literally means the daughter of seven, but the Hebrew son of or daughter of can idiomatically also mean one who is relevant to or master of, as in the bar or bat mitzvah, meaning one who is required to do mitzvot. In this context, Malchut is called Bat Sheva, since it is the seventh of the Midot, and the seven sub-Sephirot express the power of Hashem. Thus, mystically, an oath gives the seven Midot of Nukva the enveloping power of the name Echieh, and the inner power of the name Havaya. Her emotions can thus remain pure and impervious to pollution by the material world. I am adding, now let us turn our focus to vows. Now the mystical meaning of a vow is different. Know that there are three different types of light that issue from Arichanpin. and reach the intellect of Zarantin. I am adding, intellect of Zarantin is the head of Zarantin, known as Dots. Arikantin is the partsuf of the will. It is instrumental in the construction of the subsequent partsufim, for the will is the foundation of all intellectual and emotional development. Without will, the intellect and emotions dry up and wither. The first is the radiance that issues from the supernal chesed of Atik and extends until the 13th rectification of the beard of Ari Chantin, which is called the mazel. And from there, a radiance is drawn down until the dot, situated between Abba and Ima, and serves to unite and couple them together. Then, with the power of this radiance, Netzach Hodin Yesod of Ima becomes the intellect in the brain of Zarantin when it matures, as is known. The second light that issues from Ari Chantin is the radiance that issues from the inner dimension of Mocha Shtima'a of Ari Chantin via the hairs of its head and of its beard. These extend until the head of Zarantin, as is known, and shine into the intellect of Zarantin. Mocha Shtima'a means the hidden brain and refers to the Chokhmah of Ari Chantin. The third light is the radiance that issues from the inner light in the forehead of Ari Chantin. For example, that originates in the brain of Ari Chantin and pierces its forehead and issues from it. It extends until the forehead of Zarantin and shines into the intellect of Zarantin itself that exists within its forehead. It destroys all aspects of severe judgment present on Zarantin's forehead, as is known. The forehead of Ari Chantin is seen as one of the places from which the goodwill of Arik shines downward into the lower part supreme. In contrast, the forehead of Zarantin is seen as the expression of this power, of his power to make resolutions for good or for bad. Brazenness, for example, is resoluteness in doing bad, and the prophets chastise Israel for their brazen foreheads. The resoluteness of the forehead of Zarantin therefore needs to be sweetened of all its negative potentials. This is accomplished by having the forehead of Ari Chantin, which is pure goodwill, onto the forehead of Zarantin. True, legitimate vows and oaths are positive acts, which contribute to the maturation of the soul. Now we will explain the idea of a vow. Just as Ari Chantin looks out and shines forth from its forehead of goodwill toward the forehead of Zarantin and its intellect, so does Zarantin look out toward the forehead of its nukva in order to shine his three intelligences to her. To explain, after the oath of truth, her body is completed, meaning her seven lower sub-sephirot. Then after this, her three upper sub-sephirot are completed by the vow. She is then equal in stature to Zarantin and stands face to face with him. Then a radiance issues from within his brain, which is situated behind the forehead, and issues forth from his forehead. From there it looks at the forehead of the nukva, and this light that enters through her forehead and shines into her three levels of intellect. So we see here that true legitimate vows are positive acts which contribute to the maturation of the soul. We do not have sufficient time to finish a share of the spoils tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Because I would ask one question, which is, vows and oaths are recommended not to take. And yet, here the Ari is telling us to make a vow or an oath, as it is beneficial. And how can we reconcile those two statements? Any questions? Hopefully somebody's still on, and I didn't disconnect.
I'm still on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, go ahead, Martha.
I don't have any questions at this point.
Okay. We'll do the second part of this probably next year, but maybe some other. No, we might be able to do it during the Hilulah of the Ari, which is coming up on the 5th of, which is next Monday night. So. Where we will have an all-night study. So,
okay.
I bid shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.